Looking back over the year 2007 finds Zimbabwe having broken some dubious records. The country has the highest inflation rate in the world. It has more than 80% unemployment, low life expectancy, and shortages of basics, fuel, and power. For most Zimbabweans, the struggle to make ends meet consumes their daily lives. For many others, conditions at home have forced them into exile. Thousands of Zimbabweans are in the United Kingdom, some as political refugees and others looking for better economic opportunities. James, not his real name, has been in Britain since 2002. In Zimbabwe, he was an active member of the opposition movement for democratic change. He says his activities during the 2002 presidential election campaign attracted the attention of Zimbabwe's secret police.
They came to my house and they took me to a torture place. They started beating me up. They wanted to know what we were doing for the party and everything, where we wanted to go next. So I decided to leave Zimbabwe and leave. I do not have a proper job. I'm only doing some jobs where I can get at least some money to feed myself and my family here in England. But for people back home, I'm always trying. We always try to do something for those people as well.
Some Zimbabweans have been fortunate to find jobs as nurses, doctors, technology specialists, or teachers. Others have not, and their best option is to find menial work as laborers, cleaners, or caretakers of the elderly. Other exiles are politically active, pushing for change and democracy back home, demonstrating every Saturday outside the Zimbabwean embassy in central London. Drumming and singing always accompany the demonstration. These protesters say they hope the elections scheduled for next year in Zimbabwe will vote out the long-time government of President Robert Mugabe and bring in the opposition and with it change for the country.
We hope Mugabe won't win the elections. There's going to be a new president.
I'm just praying that if the MDC itself will come back together, I think they will win.
My hope is, you know, there should be the rule of law in the country. Peace.
Some Zimbabwean exiles remain focused on political activism. Others, such as Rob, who prefers to give only his first name, have built up businesses. He is a technology specialist with a successful business in London. He goes back home to Zimbabwe often, and while he agrees that the situation there is bad, he feels certain that if political change happens, Zimbabwe can turn itself around.
I am hopeful. I think we've got to be positive about it. And having travelled around the region, you know, looking at the infrastructure that we've got, we're not dead yet. I think there's a lot to be positive about. I think it's definitely salvageable.
Whatever their views, there was a general consensus among the people VOA spoke to that rebuilding Zimbabwe is not going to be easy and will only be possible after political change occurs. But there was also a feeling among these exiles that they want to go back home and be a part of the rebuilding process. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.